bully. Bully. Oh, take that.
He's going up there.
I think your father must be having a dream.
That treehouse tilt's getting worse. It's at a 45-degree angle.
Your father's done that on purpose, Anne. It's our very own leaning treehouse of... Peter.
How was your first night up there?
Restorative. Cold. Like sleeping on a ski slope. How was your night in the tunnel?
Earthy.
Protesting Too Much by Kate Brook and Sally Phillips, starring John Fortune and Eleanor Bron. Episode 4.
The Secret Diary of Anne Dank. Friday, 21st of February, 1997. Morning. Too early. First night at Camp Dave. Dash. My fat Tory father has been here nearly a week. Full stop. Relocated from Westminster to his own treehouse of commons. Dash. No wonder he's having nightmares. Exclamation mark. Question mark. Exclamation mark. Mum and me have come to join him in his lonely and unconvincing attempt to save this small corner of the planet. New line. Slept in tunnel last night. Novelty factor 8. Woke up with mud in mouth, badger droppings in sleeping bag, and slime in Walkman. I'm concerned about how badger droppings got there. It's all right, actually. Here. It's good to be with people my own age. Well, a bit older, but I'm getting on with them really well. Suspect I'm quite mature for my age. Full stop. Sounds like it's going to be fun. Being chained to bulldozers, cemented into trees, dug into tunnels.
Anne, dear, which tree is Dan in? I promised to drop round a copy of Machiavelli's Il Principe. He thinks it might be useful for dealing with the press.
Dan?
You know, the one who cooked the hot pot. Who you were talking to last night. Who made the joke about the cherry picker, which you found so incredibly
funny.
Oh,
him! Oh, yeah. I think it's the second oak past the stump. Wooden ladder, blue tarpaulin, Star Wars stickers. But, I mean, I can't be certain.
Thanks. Isn't it lucky I brought these texts down with me? Research for my next book. Strategies of Warfare from Dante to Machiavelli. The Theory of Counterattack. It's tremendously interesting, actually. This whole situation parallels the tensions which were rife in medieval Italy between central government and local regions.
Mother, why don't I take that book to Dan?
No, I need to translate it for him. Later, darling.
My mother is a fat old warthog with no understanding of the adolescent state. Full stop.
Necromancer!
Good morning, Father.
Oh. Horror.
What's the matter?
Oh, I've had the most terrible dream. I dreamt that... Oh, it was awful. Robbins was here last night.
Ugh, that is bad.
And a load of thugs were laughing at me, and they had a chicken, and they were waving it about. They said it was me, and they had barbed wire and sticks.
Must have been the hot pot.
No, you seem to be enjoying it. Second helpings, asking for the recipe.
I was being polite.
Pigs might fly.
And MPs might climb trees. It's a strange old world, Dad.
Calling all residents. All protesters to the Bacharach Beach.
What?
Something must have happened. Come on, Dad.
I just remembered. The chicken, Annie. It was completely bald.
Oh, my eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. Oh, I'm good. I'm very, very good. Morning, Jennifer.
Morning, Mr. Robbins.
Seen the papers?
Of course I have. As your special advisor, sir, it is part of my job to see the papers. Chelsea won, Man U won, Melinda Messenger's brother gets kicked off.
Oh, you little tease now. Come on, what about the front pages? Let's have a look. Tree minister in lunch for questions scandal. Greedy MP Dank gobbles gourmet grub. And my favourite, courses for questions. Oh, you've got to admit it's good, Jennifer.
It's also not entirely true. Stephen Robbins' office. PM Secretary Stephen.
Ah, Chester. Yes, I've managed to extract that particular thorn. All in a day's work. Oh, how nice for the PM to say so. Yeah. I'm in such a good mood, Jennifer. Sod the lot of them. Sod Glenda Jackson. I am going to privatise London Underground. Put it down on the list of things to do today, will you?
Just for the record, Stephen, this thing makes me sick. George doesn't deserve it.
party unity is everything at this stage, Jennifer. We're so close to a general you-know-what. Now, look, I'm a reasonable man. Loyalty is rewarded in my department. Desertion is punished. Remember that before you go to sleep at night, Jennifer, will you?
I just know there are jackboots nestling underneath those trousers. George Dank unmasked. George Dank, ex-minister for Rhodes and MP for Salisbury and Wilton, now joins a long list of Tory MPs embroiled in allegations of bribery and corruption. Poor George. A leaked memo, here we go, from Dank to the chairman of Staines Constructions.
Dear Lou, so glad we're going to be buddies. Of course I can put questions to the speaker for you, no problems there. I do it all the time for my other buddies.
Ouch.
How about this for a deal? A question per course at Marco Pierre White's. We'll count coffee and chocolates as separate.
Always thinking with his stomach. With Labour 20% ahead in the polls, hypocritical, arrogant, corrupt, inevitable speculation that tree protest is merely a cynical ruse to win votes. I feel awful about this.
It's intimidation. It happened at Newbury. Do you remember? They punched in all the tyres and we killed the vegetable patch.
Tory Nazi fascists.
They stuck a dead sheep upstream of us and poisoned the water. It was terrible for my irritable bowel. Where was that again?
Ashes.
No, that was ages ago. That was in Bath.
Look, we just have to remember that we're fighting for something we believe in. Yeah. The Department of Transport are ignorant and stupid. And no one has the right to be both.
What's happening? What's going on?
Hello, Dan.
Hi.
Red or dead top. Cool.
What's going on?
My second favourite designer. That is such a coincidence.
And what's this? Chick.
Yes, it's a chicken. Are you vegetarian?
Why is there a chicken nailed to this post?
Why is there a post?
Well, we had a visit from your friends last night, George. They think it's amusing to nail a 3.5-pound chicken to a tree. Standard intimidation. They've staked off the ground. Oh, and look at this.
Danger, keep out, construction location, you trespass at your own risk.
And they left a note for you, George.
Dear Robin Hood.
Have you read the papers yet? Have your merry men read the papers yet? Maybe emigration's the best option. Robins. P.S. Your treehouse stinks.
The papers? Why? What's Robins done? Oh, Lord. A smear. But what have I done? What could I have done?
Rango!
Morning, Mrs. D. Oh,
monstrous news. There's barbed wire down by the river and a fence cutting off the pathway. And someone's run over a hedgehog. It's too much.
Yes, well, that's what we're all here to talk about.
The leaked memo from George Dank to Lou Staines of Staines Construction indicates that the two men have been acquaintances for some time. This alliance throws up many questions.
Was Dank exchanging lunch for information, or is he up the tree to lengthen the construction time of the road and to add more cash to Mr. Staines's already bulging bank balance?
I'm shocked, the hypocrisy of the man. To think I prayed for him in church only last Sunday.
And finally, the DTP has just confirmed that they do intend to privatise London Underground. Shadow Transport Minister Glenda Jackson had this to say.
I'm not going to let them do it to you, London Underground.
What could I have done? If this lot finds out, it will be so embarrassing.
Right, just to remind everyone again, our behaviour at this stage of the campaign is crucial. We need as much good press as we can get. It's our main weapon now.
I think a public thank you to George, actually. He's really hit the headlines. Yeah. Bullseye, George. Loads of good press.
Yeah, thanks, George. Yeah, keep up the good work.
Thanks. I mean, really. It means so much to us, you know.
Yeah, much respect, George.
Thank you, yes.
What's the matter, Dad? You've gone all mottled and twitchy.
I've got to make a phone call.
We've never had this much publicity before. Everybody's talking about you. You're in all the papers, on the telly, on the radio. I bet you're on the radio right now.
Let's see.
And Deng Xiaoping has been admitted to intensive...
No! Please don't, really. All this attention, it's making me quite shy, actually. I'm quite a shy person. It's hard to believe, I know, but occasionally I'll get shy. Shy. That's me, Shy George. And today I'm just feeling incredibly blushy and coy. So no radios, please. I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
OK, everyone. As many of us as possible should stay in the camp from now on. We need watches throughout the day and throughout the night. Prepare for a siege.
I have here a list of some medieval weapons which may be useful. The ballista, the belfroy, the battering ram, the catapult, the Chinese rocket, and, of course, the man-trap used by Henry VII at the Battle of Bosworth, 1485.
Mother, shut up.
We're defending, not attacking, of course.
Non-violent direct action, Mrs. Day.
But I'm sure we can use some of them. So if people who are already tree-housed up could work with Mrs. Dank...
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you a hand, Mrs. Dank, if I can find my harness. Yeah, if anyone sees a blue harness hanging around, it's mine, all right? Got it for Christmas last year. I'd be gutted if I've lost it.
Yeah, I'll go into the village to get some provisions. Who'd like to come with me?
I will.
Good. We'll pick up some newspapers and see if we still feature.
I don't. Waste good campaign money on newspapers, Dan. We need every penny for, weapons.
Oh, he's just being shy again, Dan.
I think the mail got a picture of me yesterday. Yeah. Hope they print it. That'll be the first coverage since I got my face tattooed.
Great work.
It's Ley Lines, actually. Ley Lines of Wessex. Pick it up for me if you see it, Dan, all right? Mm-hmm. And a couple of glossies, if you know what I mean.
Why don't I come with you?
No.
Why don't I go on my own?
You can't go to the village, Dad. All those strangers, you're far too shy, aren't you?
Oh... All right.
Well, what else do we need for the village?
No paper.
Nail clippers.
Tin tomatoes.
Oh, yeah. One bottle of badger dust bubble bath.
Oh,
I like the smell, okay?
Oh, no. No. Where's the spare battery for this ruddy phone? This is a nightmare.
You all right, Dad?
Oh, fine. Fine.
Secret diary of Anne Dank. Friday. Later. It's official. Dash. My dad's finally lost it. Dash. See diagram of tormented stick man below. Full stop. I think Dan likes me a bit. He said good about me going with him to the village. His hair. Challenge Anne Danker. : How to get Dan. Dan the protester man. ? At all times, remember, get equals snog. And remember that commitment and being in love are rubbish, outdated concepts designed to turn intelligent women into Wendy's. Do not become sad, wilting and incapable. Oh, those Liam eyebrows. No. I will focus my attention on the snog. Tactics. Flattery, flirtation, hero worship. If all else fails, get him into the pub.
Ah, here you are, Anne. You ready to go?
Certainly am. It was Machiavelli in 1520 who first defined war as an art. Is the top of that sharp now, Nigel?
Ouch!
Good. Just bash it into the ground, then. Elements of war are dual in character, Nigel. The attack and the defence. The cohesion and dispersion. The protection and the mobility.
I like the way you talk, Mrs. D. I mean, everybody's going on about non-violent direct action, right? But this is a war, right? And a war's, like, violent, not non-violent.
A medieval war could be compared to a football match, Nigel. Centre stage, quick result.
Yeah, and if it's good, friggin' violent. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, there you are, H. I need to talk to you.
Perfect timing. We need a body. Lie down on the ground, darling.
H, this is important.
Oh, I see. Si stende le braccia in forma di stella. Arms in a star shape. Come on, darling. Lie down.
Oh, quickly, then.
Stretch those arms out, George.
Oh, it's all wet.
Now, bash the stakes in, Nigel. Right. Add the arms, legs and feet.
Ow!
Not too close, Nigel.
Sorry.
And then we have the perfect size for our Henry VII man trap.
H.
Don't wriggle, poor G.
H.
Oh. I'm just going to see how the catapulters are getting on.
So the shop assistant says, a kip of tie, sir. And the brummy says, thanks very much. Tosha, this place. A cup of tea. Kip of tie. Get it?
Oh! That is so funny. Kip of tie. Yeah. That cracks me up.
Hello?
Mrs. Dank. How's it going?
Well, we strapped all the beets together.
I held the rope.
And I did the knot.
And then we set the bin on the end.
It worked a treat.
Oh, good.
Yeah, but we're having a bit of a problem with the shooting bit.
It goes all over the place.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Maybe that's why the medievals used such a proliferation of catapults on the outer ward and the foreworks. Low accuracy levels. Oh. We need a target.
Ah, Porgy.
Wait, I have to talk to you. Something's about to happen and you're not going to like it. Yes. But it's not what it seems.
Could you go and stand on that hillock, please, Porgy?
What?
Over there.
What?
Yeah, yes, that's it. Good. Now, stand still, will you?
What's going on?
They're just going to try and catapult you.
What? What's the ammo, for God's sake?
What's the ammo?
Dead leaves, bit of mud, last night's leftovers. Nothing special.
Oh, it won't hurt then. Stand still, George. Ready? Aim. Fire.
Ow!
Bullseye.
So Cheng jumps out and shouts, "Supplies!" They told him to organise supplies, and he thought they meant surprise.
Oh! Supplies! Yeah. Great! That's really great, Dan.
Thanks.
Hermione, will you please stop and listen to me?
I'm just going to check on the SIG-guided war rocket.
No, you are not! You're going to stand here and listen to what I have to tell you.
Porgy, how masterful.
In the past hour, I have nearly been impaled by your Neanderthal admirer.
Do you think Nigel likes me?
I've almost suffered a heart attack from jogging about the place to find you.
Poor Porgy.
And I am covered in the most appalling mixture of carrots, lentils and leeks.
I had no idea that would hit you, George. They told me it wasn't working.
I smell of it, Hermione.
I know, dear. I would advise a change of clothes.
And all because I've been trying to tell you...
What?
All because I've been trying to tell you... There's a smear on me.
I'm afraid it's more than a smear, George. It's a whole dinner.
Hermione!
Later, George. Hello, over there?
Yes?
Hi, George.
Jennifer! Oh, thank God. What is it? What have I done? Are there photos?
No.
Is it the agricultural fair?
George!
I wasn't drunk. I was just taking heavy sedatives for an ingrowing toenail. I mean, you know
George.
That.
George!
And I didn't mean to say that lady who won looked just like a prize heifer. It was, you know, it was just a joke that misfired.
George, it's not the agricultural fair, all right?
Well, what is it then?
Your Thursday night meetings, George.
Oh.
Yes, anyway. Robin's forced me to go through your personal correspondence, and there it was, filed under B for...
Yes, all right, Jennifer. Yeah, this has nothing to do with Rhodes.
No, of course it hasn't. Robin's has set you up.
What am I going to do?
I can't talk now, but I think I might have something. Meet me at the motorway cafe, junction 11, M3, 2 p.m.
But how do I get there? I haven't got a car.
Have we got everything? Bog roll, baddie desk?
Papers. There's a newsagent at the end of this street.
I'm suddenly all hot and thirsty. I need to sit down. Oh, look! A pub!
A bit of a drinker, are you, Em?
Yeah, loads. Completely. What do I drink?
I can't really hold my drink, actually. You're at university, aren't you? Students are looking younger and younger. How old did you say you were?
20.
And where are you studying?
Newcastle.
Newcastle? I was there.
College, Oxford. Look, are we going inside or not?
Well, all right. But just one.
M3, junction 11, 2 p.m. I can't even see the blasted M3 on this map. Oh, yes. There it is. But where am I? In some unidentifiable beige area, lost in space, ignored by the Ordnance Survey. Ah, there's little Tiddybot, I see. So if I can just intersect that road before the village, I can get someone to give me a lift.
All right, George!
Nigel!
Sorry, I was practising my creeping gorilla techniques. Creep, creep, skirt, skirt, pounce!
Well, yes, well, you pounced very effectively. Well done. I'm here with this map because I'm just seeing how many roads there are in this area, and there are too many. Well, I'm off this way, Nigel.
Creep, creep, skirt, skirt.
Ha, creep, creep, yes. Bye, Nigel.
Mr. D!
Yes?
She's magic, your wife. Mr. D!
What?
Swift Cuckoo, orange suits you.
Ha, 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 yes. Thank you.
Leave me alone, you moron. Mr. D! Mr. Dank! George! George!
I'm just going to ignore him.
You're headed straight for the... Oh! The Henry the Seventh man trap. You've fallen in.
Well, we ought to be getting back. We're missing all the action. And Nigel will be really disappointed if he doesn't get his cosmopolitan by lunchtime.
Don't you think it's weird, Dan, how sometimes life's full of coincidences?
How do you mean?
Well, you and me.
Yeah, what's the coincidence?
Same pub, same moment, drinking the same drink.
That's because you ordered whatever I was having.
Same score on the Crystal Maze, same trainers. Same sounding universities, same sounding names, and that weird.
Well, the only weird thing I've noticed is that you laugh at my jokes. No one's ever done that before.
And then we believe in the same things. Vegetarianism, class war, free-range eggs.
Are you a Marxist?
I am completely a Marxist. I mean, what else can a self-respecting 21-year-old university student be?
21?
I mean, all this stuff about alienation under capitalism, I feel pretty alienated most of the time, especially in London. I mean, don't you?
Well, no, not really. I like London. And I'm not a vegetarian, actually. I saw the hot pot recipe on CFAX, and I thought it looked really easy.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, it's basically, I just don't like roads. I mean, if I saw cars reduced by 5% by the year 2005, I'd be happy. Now, come on. Your mum will think we're rolling in the hay. Now, that would be a joke, wouldn't it?
Hello there! I just need a lift, you... Well, what's wrong with me? I'm a Member of Parliament. I'm probably your Member of Parliament. I have a wife, a child, friends, I think. A normal life. Well, I did have a normal life. Oh, what a miserable day. Hello? I just need a lift to the M3 junction.
Come up here, mate. I keep a clean tractor, sorry.
I won't cry. I won't. Well, thank you. Thank you.
Open there and then slam the door hard behind you. Jack and lock.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Now, you remind me of someone. Oh, yes. It's that mad MP in the papers. Yes, you are the spit of him. I saw him once when he came to Blandford to open an agricultural fair. He was mad then, and I suppose it's just got worse.
Oh, really?
Where do you come from, dear?
Och, I've lived in the Highlands all my life.
You're a bit out of your way, then.
Och, aye.
A bit of a mess there. You've got twigs in your hair and your neck's covered in brown slime.
I've been rambling.
Look at those two young people walking along, waving those newspapers. They're in the middle of the road, as if they didn't know a road's for cars.
No, stop the car, it's my daughter. I mean, oh, do you ken stopping the car? Tis my wee lass.
He's ruined us. We look corrupt and stupid by association with him. I knew I should never have trusted him.
Would it help to say I'm adopted?
I'm going to tell him exactly what I think of him. Bungling, hypocritical idiot.
Oh, tis not my wee lass.
Oh, where to, dear?
M3, Junction 11, please. I need to get to Tittybot Services. Excuse me, that's my knee.
I know.
More sausages, please.
Pronto, Dad. Mm. George, you're going to explode. Mm. That's your ninth sausage.
Well, I've been through a terrible ordeal. Pensioner with wandering hands. Very persistent. This is great. Do you want a bite?
No. About this memo?
Well, they've got it all wrong, haven't they? I mean, Lou and I are buddies, you know, for a certain reason. We're fighting a certain thing side by side.
You don't have to go into it, George. But I think I found a way to unstitch you. Listen to this and tell me how brilliant I am.
You know that George Dank's memo to me has nothing to do with the construction tender for this road. He never asked any questions in the House which referred to this contractor. What can I do, Mr. Staines? The public believe what they want to.
See?
I intend to tell the press exactly what this memo is about and clear both Mr. Dank in my own name. I wouldn't do that, Staines. That'll jeopardise your relationship with the DTP. We can always award the tender to someone else. That's intimidation, and if you think I'm going to cooperate, you're mistaken.
Good on you.
There's a portrait of my grandfather hanging over this desk, Mr. Robbins, and it's reminding me that the honour of the House of Staines is at stake.
Exactly.
I'm not just talking about this bypass, Staines. If you go to the press, I will withdraw every contract we have with you, every roundabout, every runway, every ruddy car park in the country. I can destroy you, Staines.
I told security it was a menace call and had them record it.
Oh, well done.
Thank you. Robbins is giving a press conference tonight, George. I suggest we ambush him.
No, he'll kill me.
George, you should hear what he says about you.
Well, you see, he used to have this soft spot for Hermione.
Well, he doesn't anymore. He says she's fat.
He what?
He says she is so fat she looks like two boys fighting under a blanket.
Hermione is not fat. She's perfect.
Exactly.
Well,
There's a line over which Robbins has just trodden from which there is no going back. Blanket, eh? Well, I must gird my loins. From this battle, there will only be one winner, Jennifer. Take no prisoners.
Great, George.
There's just no need to be rude.
Motorbike's outside. Let's go.
Impoliteness of that kind just defies belief. Come on, hold on.
Sorry, George, sorry. Do you mind? Could you just give your head a wash? It's just... The helmet's new and you're covered in... Are they lentils?
Yes. They are. Yes.
And Sherry Blair has joined a gym on Upper Street, Alan.
Well, she'll certainly be fit to govern, Sue. John Prescott's two of us has arrived in the Wirral.
But Wirral, that swing it for Labour, Alan.
Which station, Skip?
Anne and I would like to say something, wouldn't we, Anne?
Would we?
I can understand that everyone's a bit down. George does seem to have disappeared, but I'm sure there's a rational explanation.
Mrs. D, your Tory Nazi fascist NHS dismantling, veal killing, dirty capitalist husband may desert you, but we, your new friends, me especially, won't. Have some more cabbage soup.
Yes. Very kind of you, Nigel.
If there's anything I can do to minimalise the damage...
Yeah, thanks. It's a help having you around.
Good.
And George Dank, MP for Salisbury and Wilton.
There's something about George on the news.
Westminster this evening. George Dank has proved his innocence, and there is now no doubt that the bunch of confessions allegations were manufactured by Stephen Robbins, Minister for Transport. Labour MPs are clamouring for Mr. Robbins' resignation.
People are sick and tired of this immoral, unscrupulous, depraved and feeble hour-by-hour government. So we let Mr. Robbins do this to London Underground.
A dark night for the Department of Transport and a triumph for George Dank.
Can I get it back?
And tonight I say to Mr. Robbins, Mr. Robbins, you are rude, dishonest and not so thin yourself. But in the interests of party unity, I am prepared to forgive you. Mr. Staines and I belong to a hair replacement therapy group. The questions I asked related to our new air pocket bag, which, if placed on the head twice daily, may stimulate hair growth. And as I've been forced to bring this out into the open, to all bald men out there, if you're either receding, thinning, or getting patchy, stand up for your rights. Be proud to be bald. You too can make a difference. If you'd like the number of Hair Watch, I have it here.
Oh, Georgie.
And finally, after expressing his regret not to be able to return to his treehouse tonight, Mr. Dank reiterated his support for the direct activists whose tree village he and his family are sharing.
Lots
of roads. Too many. We don't need any more. This is Ryan Perkins with the 6 o'clock news.
Oh, George, he's probably sitting at home now. The sound of the busy city around him, toot, toot, beep, beep, a frozen meal in his hands. And he could have had your cabbage stew, Nigel.
How
he must be missing us all.
Protesting Too Much starred John Fortune as George Dank, Eleanor Bronn as Hermione Dank, Louisa Millwood Haig as Anne Dank, Brian Bowles as Robbins, Chris Pavlo as Dan, Alan Francis as Nigel and Staines, Sally Phillips as Jennifer, Elliot Nichols as Gladys and Skip. All other parts were played by members of the cast. It was written by Kate Brooke and Sally Phillips and produced by Jane Bertu.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, do the fandango, oh Galileo. Now, where's that duck gone?